Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, December 14th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Apollo 12. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into the wonders of human knowledge, history, and innovation through the pages of Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're embarking on a journey that takes us all the way back to November 1969 with the marvel that is Apollo 12. Now, when most people hear Apollo, their minds might immediately leap to that iconic first moon landing. I mean, who could forget Neil Armstrong's historic words? But today, we're shedding light on Apollo 12, the less talked about, yet no less important sibling of Apollo 11. Apollo 12 was the sixth crewed mission in NASA's Apollo program and marked the second time humans set foot on the moon. Quite a feat, isn't it? Lifted off from Kennedy Space Center on November 14, 1969, Apollo 12 faced a rather dramatic start. Imagine this. Just 36 seconds after launch, the spacecraft was struck by lightning. Not once, but twice. The cabin lost its electrical power momentarily, and there was a temporary loss of telemetry. Let's pause right there. Put yourself in the astronaut's shoes, knowing you're on such a monumental journey, when in less than a minute, you're hit by lightning. Not once, but twice. It's a moment that truly underscores not just the technical challenges of space exploration, but also the incredible calm and expertise needed by those aboard. The crew consisted of three talented astronauts, Commander Charles Pete Conrad, Lunar Module Pilot Alan L. Bean, and Command Module Pilot Richard F. Gordon, Jr. Despite the electrifying start, no pun intended, the astronauts maintained their composure. Legend has it that when the anomaly alert filled the cockpit, Conrad's cool reaction was simply, "I'm not sure what happened here." Once the near crisis was averted, the mission continued with precision. The team successfully entered lunar orbit on November 18th. The two astronauts, Conrad and Bean, descended in the lunar module, known as Intrepid, onto the moon's surface in what was an incredibly pinpointed landing close to the Surveyor 3 spacecraft, a probe that had arrived in 1967. This was no accident. It was a deliberate part of the mission's objectives, to demonstrate precision landing. Here's a real treat for thought. Imagine landing a spacecraft within walking distance of another probe on a barren, alien landscape, relying only on the technology of the late 1960s. What does this say about human ingenuity back then? And how does it make you feel about the ongoing capabilities of technology today? Over the course of their extravehicular activities, or moonwalks, Conrad and Bean conducted experiments, collected lunar samples, and retrieved parts of Surveyor 3. Including its television camera, to bring back to Earth for study. Did you know that without these precise landings and sample collections, much of what we know today about the moon's composition might remain a mystery? The sheer amount of knowledge acquired from moon missions like Apollo 12 played a pivotal role in future lunar explorations, and has undoubtedly paved pathways for what's yet to come, including missions to Mars and beyond. But let's not forget the third member of this space odyssey, Gordon, who piloted the command module entitled Yankee Clipper. While his companions were collecting moon dust, he was busy conducting his own orbiter experiments to capture high-resolution mapping photographs of the lunar surface. It's a reminder that each role, whether on the moon or orbiting it, was crucial for mission success. Reflect on this. The stories that make headlines center around the most visible actors. Yet it's every element and individual working in harmony that truly turns the wheels of progress. Whether it's a moon landing or a project in your workplace, where do you see this dynamic play out in your life? After nearly a week in space or universal exploration, the team successfully splashed down in the Pacific Ocean on November 24th, bringing home another chapter of space pioneering success. As we wrap up today's episode on Apollo 12, let's carry forward some thought-provoking questions. In a world where technology seems to evolve almost every second, how can we preserve the spirit of exploration that led humans to the moon? How can we harness innovation and human will to continue breaking barriers and reaching for new horizons? And finally, here's a call to action for you. I encourage you to dive into the Wikipedia article on Apollo 12. It's a treasure trove of information that not only describes a magnificent technical achievement, but also serves as a testament to human courage, intelligence, and resilience. Thank you for joining me today on Wikipedia. Keep asking questions, keep looking up, and keep imagining what's possible when humans work together in pursuit of the stars. Until next time, continue to ignite your curiosity and explore the wonders of our universe.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Apollo 12. Thanks for listening. See you next time.